Greetings. My name is Vince Williams. I'm the president and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council. The hashtag BuyDiverse podcast, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, provides a voice to minority-owned businesses and entrepreneurs, as well as to corporations seeking to meet their diversity, equity, and inclusion goals strategically and intentionally. Hear the stories of certified minority-owned businesses and learn about their journeys, challenges, best practices, and successes. Also, discover Chicago MSDC's robust offerings to support business owners with certification, advocacy, connecting, and developing. Founded in 1968, Chicago MSDC is the premier organization that advances business opportunities for its certified Asian, Black, Hispanic, and Native American entrepreneurs. Contact us at www.chicagomsdc.org or buydiverse.net. This is Vince Williams, President and CEO of the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council, and you're listening to hashtag BuyDiverse, powered by Chicago MSDC. What you can expect from our podcast: firsthand success stories, business opportunities that are within the pipeline, best practices, advocacy, mentorship, how and why companies should join us. All on WGN. So welcome to hashtag BuyDiverse by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. Our guest today is Wade Colclo with Avantor. Welcome to the show.
Sure. First and foremost, I'm President Williams. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate that. Happy to tell you what is Avantor. Well, let me give you the corporate answer first. Let me do that first.
I like that.
And so, from discovery of new drugs to delivery, Avantor has been the trusted global distributor partner to customers in the life sciences and advanced technology industries for pretty much over a century. But the short version of Avantor is the second largest global distributor of lab products, services, and innovation. Our e-commerce, our purchasing platform, is probably the best, bar none. And when I say e-commerce, our purchasing platform, just think of the ease of purchasing like an Amazon experience. That's the power of our e-commerce platform. And this allows our procurement customers and our other customers to rely on our distribution channel from the world's best manufacturers who provide the best products to the science community. And the majority of them are small and diverse. So that's who we are. That's what we do. You know, and we're proud to do that for over a century.
That's outstanding, and it's pretty phenomenal. Yeah. And like you said, it is very unique and original, if you will, within the marketplace. So can you talk a little bit about the impact that Avantor is trying to make, knowing that it's, you know, using this diverse model with working with suppliers? And then I'm happy to report on February the 18th, we will be doing our procurement lunch and learn with Avantor, yes, the Chicago MSDC. And so can you talk a little bit about that?
I will, but let me just take a real step back, because one of the first things I would like to say is we do have a special company. I think we've been the hidden giant for over a half a century. But really what makes us special as a company is we're proud Chicago supporters of Chicago MSDC. You know, I'm happy to say that. And we've been a proud supporter of the Chicago MSDC for quite some time. So I think that's very, very unique. So as far as our company impact, what we're trying to make, well, let's think about it in this fashion. We really want to help science become more innovative, faster to market, ensuring that the pharma, the biopharmas, the universities, some of the doctors and the research, they have the products and services and innovation they need. So on a daily basis, from the frontline workers to that lab researcher, you know, they trust our supply from our supply chain to get them what they need. I like to say it like, from Main Street to the halls of researchers, we are a reliable distribution partner. So we want to ensure that the products and services are available, you know, to make our and keep our world a healthier place to live.
Outstanding. And I know, Wade, you have experience with Minority Supplier Development Councils. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I have a little bit of experience.
I've done my due diligence there. I've done my due diligence.
Yeah, I can tell. I just have a little bit. I used to be the president of the Minority Supplier Development Council for Pennsylvania, Southern New Jersey, and Delaware. And I held that position for about 10 years before I came to Avantor. So, and before that, I have extensive experience working with the MSDC, of course, North America. So you know, I'm well versed in how great Chicago NSCC has been over the years, and under your direction as well, a phenomenal team that's there. You know, I understand how it can be an asset, you know, to align certain supply diversity solutions, you know, as well as learn from best practices, and also can be a great training ground to be able to derive some of the best and the brightest small and diverse businesses in the country.
Outstanding. That's phenomenal. Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you having that history so you understand the gray hairs that continue to pop up here.
The no hairs.
There you go. that happens in this, but it's all in all great work. And
thank you.
And I really love the support, like you said, that Inventor has provided to Chicago MSDC over the years. But then I also love that in your position, you get the importance of these types of relationships that we hope to nurture and connect and, you know, the advocacy work, as well as the developing of the minority businesses that we're looking to reach out to. And so I'm going to go back to, you know, one of the previous questions there about the procurement lunch and learn that we're looking to do. Are you hoping to identify some additional suppliers? Are you hoping to get more information about the initiatives that Inventor is putting into place? And can you talk a little more about that for us?
I sure can. I manage two arms of the business. I'm the director of supply diversity for North America, as well as director for something we call the Small Business Empowerment Team. And our Small Business Empowerment Team is a group of talented Inventor associates who manage about 1,600 small, diverse distributors across North America. And some of the things that we provide is bidding, quoting through our distribution channel and access to manufacturers and help with pricing. But on the 18th, some of the things we're looking for, you know, we're kind of putting the power back into small business empowerment. We're looking for small and diverse businesses that are currently resellers or distributors. We have their own portfolio of customers. The resellers or the distributors who may sell, let's just say they may sell office products, safety supplies, or electrical supplies. And reason, here's the power part. Inventor can help expand their business to some 6 million products that we offer to our customers. And being the second largest global distributor with partnership with some of the most innovative products and chemical manufacturers is large. It can be an asset to a small, diverse business. So just think of expanding a small, diverse business's reach. A diverse business may only have 2,000 products offering. Now he has access to over 6 million products. So when a small and diverse business can expand their product offering, they can increase their size of their business with their current customers. And also, because of our global size and reach, Inventor is able to obtain a more favorable pricing than a small, diverse business. So it's very advantageous for a small, diverse business to come check us out.
Absolutely. And that's phenomenal. Over 6 million products, like you said. And so allowing this minority business, if you will, to help with their capacity building, but also working and changing the trajectory of what they're doing today is like the ultimate in pivoting, which is what we're really showcasing with a lot of the businesses and how nimble they've been able to react to this economic disruption.
And President Williams, you're spot on. You know, we want to make sure they get a chance to pivot. Many distributors who are actually selling office products or safety supplies wouldn't even know that they can expand their offering to their end customers, the end user. So being able to make ourselves available, this opportunity for them to grow, you know, in this type of relationship, you know, is something they wouldn't even think about. You know, so we're happy to at least discuss with them. They're going to have a great time, a fun time meeting me and my team, having intimately discussions with their capabilities and meet and learn more about what the Small Business Empowerment Team can do for them to help them organically grow their diverse businesses.
Outstanding. And I love that. And so with this commitment and the Small Business Empowerment Team, the supplier diversity truly for North America, is there also a possibility for global expansion and where you're looking to go that would even pronounce more opportunities for the minority businesses that will attend this lunch and learn?
You know, President Williams, you raise a great point. You know, we're looking at North American focus first. However, you know, as a prime, we're a supply diversity solutionist. So we create supply diversity solutions for the larger audience, the larger customers, your largest pharmacies and universities or government entities. And sometimes they may have interests that are global. Mm-hmm. So it's best for us to know who the best and brightest here in North America, so we have the potential of taking them to global solutions. So, not saying that we are not doing that, but we want to kind of stick our toe in the water first. We want to be invited to the dance and maybe dance a few songs together and see if we can expand into something more than just North America.
Absolutely. And that's phenomenal. I mean, you know, I always use the analogy that Rome was not built in a day. And so for, and you know, as a past president, if you will, for the MSDC, that, you know, it does take this nurturing and this capacity building and this developing, if you will, of the MBEs before they can truly just go global like that. And in many cases, you don't want that to happen. You want to make sure that they can do this in a, you know, in a great way, but still providing that incredible service that our MBEs are known for. So I think that's a phenomenal step and in a great path or framework, if you will, for what Avantor is doing with this. Absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you.
What else would you like to share with us about Avantor and where you're going? And again, we're looking forward to what we're doing on February the 18th with the Procurement Lunch and Learn with Avantor.
I'll tell you, President Williams, it's funny how you could probably ask one of your MBEs or your corporate members don't know who we are, but you probably ask one of your MBEs and they would never know who Avantor is.
Yeah.
And we've been around for quite that long. You know, I feel good when I look at a commercial when a child is feeling better or on the news, a patient's leaving the hospital because they overcame an illness. It kind of makes me proud that doctors and researchers depend on us delivering on our products in time and at the highest quality. You know, so our impact can be felt from, we call it beaker to bulk. We provide products to customers such as J&J, you know, Eli Lilly, Abbott, which is in your backyard, AbbVie, you know, but we also provide these products to government entities, university labs, medical research forums, and firms. And even now, which is even more important, to a lot of healthcare workers who depend on our products because, you know, it allows them to research and fight COVID. As a matter of fact, we were just recognized on the New York Stock Exchange for our global contributions to help fight and research a cure for this deadly pandemic. You know, so we're around. We put science into motion. We enjoy doing that. It makes us feel good as a company. We're just not a normal prime vendor to some of the largest organizations. You know, it's our goal to help our customers and to the communities and to our neighbors and patients and make sure they're healthy and safe. So the research community knows who we are. Some of our government entities know who we are. Now it's about time for some of our minority, our small businesses to know who we are as well.
Absolutely. And that's a great strategy. I think that's really important today, especially when we've had to deal with a pandemic like this that really has caused major economic disruption, if you will, for a lot of the minority businesses. And so to be able to identify an advocate like Avantor, who's really looking to make sure that diversity, equity, inclusion is a part of how they're doing, that speaks volumes as to you, your organization, and again, your team. So thank you for that. Please share with our listening audience, how may they reach out to Avantor, find your website, or if you have some social media handles that you can share as well.
We're very easy. It's just very, very simple. We're on all social media platforms at www.avantor.com. That's AVANTOR.com.
Wade Colclough, outstanding. Past president.
Thank you, President.
I appreciate you. We will definitely have to get together soon. There's a brandy out there with our names on it.
Yes, yes. I agree, President Williams. Yes.
And I appreciate you for joining us on the podcast today. Hashtag by diverse. Powered by Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. Thanks again, Wade. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Becoming a strategic partner with Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council puts you in front of other corporations like Allstate, United, AT&T, Walgreens, Northern Trust, AbbVie, and McDonald's. Some of our national members include Amazon, Facebook, Coca-Cola, Worldwide Technologies, and others. Hi, this is Vince Williams, and you're listening to the Chicago MSDC Minute. The recent inauguration of President Joseph Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris has made history in a myriad of ways, but what I hope most of us are feeling is inspiration. Our country and its people are inspired, and we are hopeful for a brighter future. We are inspired more than ever before, especially after years of racial injustices and what has occurred in the recent weeks regarding insurrection and blatant inequality. COVID-19 continues to make its mark, disrupting our businesses, taking our loved ones cruelly and unexpectedly, while continuing to cripple our nation to the deaths of nearly 500,000 people and rising. Civil unrest brought about violence and destruction, and systemic racism continues to exist. But as a result of these travesties, conversations and dialogue about race are front-facing like we've never seen before. I want to be a part of this change. The 2020 election magnified our divisiveness and continues to shine a light on our differences. But the end result is where we are today, a democratic nation ready to power forward. Hope, unity, respect, inclusivity, understanding, leadership, diversity. Chicago, MSDC. This country is strong. This country is resilient. This country is proud. Let us collaborate and make it sound together. Thank you for listening to Buy Diverse Podcast, powered by Chicago MSDC on WGN. You've been listening to Hashtag Buy Diverse, powered by the Chicago Minority Supplier Development Council on WGN Radio. www.chicagomsdc.org.